Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting second. The right fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting third. The left fielder, Lime. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting fifth. The catcher, Duke Sims. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Chico Salmon. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Billy Harris. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam McDowell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sam McDowell. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting second. The shortstop, Dick Trusiewski. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bill Freehan. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jim Price. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dave Campbell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Wilson. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Earl Wilson. And now, play ball. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder strikes out. Two outs. Lime is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Campbell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Salmon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dick Trusiewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trusiewski takes first base on ball four. Stanley moves to second. Eddie Fisher now pitching. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stanley scores. Trusiewski moves to second. It's 1-0, Tigers. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Freehan reaches second base with a double. Trusiewski scores. Kaline goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Tigers. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Price is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Price strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims takes first base on ball 4. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Campbell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sims moves to second. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dave Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a pop-up towards third. Salmon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson strikes out. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stanley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Trusiewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trusiewski is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Trusiewski hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardinal hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cardinal. The throw from Price and he is safe. Cardinal steals second. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cardinal. The throw from Price and he is safe. Cardinal steals third. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. May hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Frien hits a ball on the ground towards third. Salmon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. Horton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4. With the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Sims strikes out. One out. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0-for-1 in the game. Salmon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards second. Campbell scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Price is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Price is 0 for 1 in the game. Price hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Harris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 1 in the game. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Salmon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Horton. Brown reaches second base with a double. Luke Limchok pinch hits for Eddie Fisher. Luke Limchok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trasuski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cardenal takes first base on ball 4. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 2 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. Brown moves to third. Cardenal moves to second. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Freehan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hal Kurtz now pitching. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Trasuski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trasuski is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Trasuski hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Sims for a passed ball. Kaline moves to second. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Freehan hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 2 in the game. Horton hits a pop-up towards third. Wirt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Sims hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Campbell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trasuski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Horton strikes out. Sims drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Horton out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-2 in the game. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Price is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Price is 0-for-2 in the game. Price hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-2 in the game. Campbell hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Billy Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Harris hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Darrell Patterson now pitching. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harris moves to second. Jimmy Hall pinch hits for Hal Kurtz. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Price settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harris scores. Brown moves to second. It's 3-1, Tigers. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-3 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Campbell fields it and throws to second for the out. Brown moves to third. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. May hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Wirt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Mike Paul now pitching. Jimmy Hall now playing left field. Darrell Patterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patterson is called out on strikes. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Stanley takes first base on ball 4. Dick Trusiewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trusiewski is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Trusiewski is called out on strikes. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-3 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trusiewski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sims strikes out. Two outs. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Vern Fuller now playing second base. Billy Harris now playing third base. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Freehan hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Horton hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Tigers. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-3 in the game. Wirt takes first base on ball 4. Jim Price is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Price is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Price hits a pop-up towards first. Horton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-3 in the game. Campbell hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-1, Tigers. Darrell Patterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patterson is 0-for-1 in the game. Patterson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe now playing second base. Billy Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. Hall takes first base on ball 4. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Cardenal hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hall moves to second. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-4 in the game. Snyder is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.